Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Adam's news of the day, news of the night, I should say. But I couldn't mess that up. I was really excited that we changed the name to News of the Night. There I am, making it News of the Day. No, it's News of the Night with Adam as he goes beyond the headlines and around the world and the sports world. What's the first story tonight?
All right, so the other night we had a crazy soccer fan fighting a ref. Because
yes.
He was mad about a call. This is a Swedish soccer match between some teams I can't say the name of.
Yeah, why bother? Two teams from Sweden, we'll call them.
A player who used to play for the opposing team, the fans got all over him and threw a firework on the field towards him. Well, he
was a firework?
A firework. He responded by running to the corner of the field, grabbing the corner flag that sticks out of the ground, and throwing it like a javelin into the crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily,
that's
did not like
terrible.
Hit anybody and stick in anybody. And then it caused a melee after that because then fans started throwing garbage and cans and bottles and whatever they could get their hands on.
Well, somebody did throw a firework at him.
Yes, I know.
But still, he threw like a javelin into the crowd.
Yes.
What's wrong? Like, how that never happens here.
No,
like that kind of violence and craziness. We've had some malice at the palace, but when we do, it's like so out of the ordinary. It's like, oh man, remember when the little kid ran out on the court to hug Carmelo Anthony,
yes.
And everyone was like, that can never happen again. That woman needs to be fired. That can never happen again. That little kid could have. I mean, one day it's a kid. Next thing you know, it's a lunatic with a knife.
Right.
Like that's like, and then you read these stories. These stories are all the time. Like, soccer game went crazy as fans stormed the field and beat up the goalie. All the time, I feel like I could find those stories.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other stories that involve fans and players kind of in a scuffle. The only other one I come up with is Marcus Smart when he was at OSU.
That's right. That got him in big trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, that was, but that's about it. And when they happen, they're so isolated, and you go, all right, we're gonna take measures. It's never going to happen again. Suspensions. I remember Malice in the Palace. David Stern was ready to kill people for that. Like, he was ready. Like, if he could have instituted the death penalty for those guys, he would have. That was the angriest press conference I'd ever seen David Stern in. He was furious. And I remember even after the accusations of cheating, he wasn't as furious as he was Malice at the Palace. Yeah, it just doesn't happen here as much, but they seem to happen all over the place. All right, story number two.
All right. This is about a kid who will most likely be drafted tomorrow night, if not tomorrow night, definitely Friday night in the second or third round. Eli Apple of Ohio State.
Yeah, okay.
A scout said about him to Bob McGinn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who does a big NFL draft breakdown every year. His quote to Bob was, "I worry about him because of off-the-field issues. The kid has no life skills at all. He can't even cook. He's just a baby. He's not a first-rounder for me. He scares me to death." Is that right? Is that something that he can't cook, so he shouldn't be drafted in the first round?
Now, hold on. Let's relax a little bit. There's a lot of people that can't. All right.
Can't cook.
Like,
no life skills. He can't cook.
He can't cook, so don't draft him because, sometimes you might need him to sack a quarterback and sometimes you might need him to make an omelet.
The kid's about to be a millionaire. He can afford food.
He can afford food. He can't cook.
Best quote. I swear, the NFL draft, we get to the week before, 7 days before the draft. And the craziest stuff starts happening. Players start falling for no reason. Players jump up ahead for no reason.
Remember, Lyle Collins, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? Something he did not do, but something he was being investigated. Simple investigation. His girlfriend was found dead. All the police wanted to do was go, hey, you dated this woman. Let's just find out where you were. Let's just do our due diligence on this. And the NFL went, whoa, Nobody take this guy. Nobody go near this guy. Not even a team saying, you know what, we'll draft him and we'll see where this goes. We'll draft him, and if he gets, you know, accused of murder and he goes, all right, we took our chance and we cost us a pick. But he's such a good talent, we don't want to, you know, we'll take our chances. No, everyone went, nope, not at all. And the Cowboys went, all right, we'll wait till this thing out. And they landed him. Yeah, you're right. It's crazy. Can't cook. Oh, my God. You know when you have like a job opening and you have people just kind of talking about candidates and you go, all right, this woman's not going to work out. Let's put her in this pile. Oh, this guy doesn't really have the experience. Some of this stuff is ruthless. I mean, these are just job interviews. They are ruthless. No life skills. He's a baby. That's just insulting. Like, just instead of saying, you know what, he just doesn't have the kind of skills we're looking for off the field, just to say he's a baby, that's personal. Yeah, those are nuts. All right, story number three.
Story number three. This is the prince of one of the Middle Eastern countries.
Saudi Arabia?
No, one of the smaller.
Qatar?
Saudi. It's right here. Where did it go?
Saudi Emirates? Bahrain?
I lost the name.
All right,
of
so
the
he's
country.
A prince. Yeah. He's prince from the Middle East.
He's 43. He's worth over $10 billion.
Jeez.
This kid alone, or not kid, guy.
He's 43.
Alone, was in New York City going out to the clubs. He's partying.
Oh, why not?
So you think, you know, prince in New York City, partying, he's living it up, dressed to the nines and everything.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. This guy looks like Chumley from Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
He went to the club in a pair of jeans, some weird-looking sandals, a plaid shirt, carrying like a fast food cup with a straw in it, and he has a cane on his right arm. Like, hanging from his right arm.
Was he going incognito? Was he like, well, I can't go in my prince garb. I mean, if I look like royalty, that's going to blow my cover.
No, but wouldn't you dress a little?
Let me tell you right now, if I was a Saudi prince, you'd know I was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have an entourage. I mean, I would be, you'd know I was coming.
Buy the club for one night.
I'm buying the club.
Sell it.
I know. I pull the Bruce Wayne. I just bought this place. That's what I would be doing. You would know I was coming. I'm not in disguise. I'm not finding a Cheeto-stained shirt to wear at a club with sandals and a sippy cup. No chance. I'm showing up with a fleet of Rolls Royces. I'm showing up with a tiger scarf or a lion scarf like James Earl Jones and Coming to America. I'm looking like royalty. Are you kidding me? I mean, my God, you've just won life's lottery. What are you going to do? Just give that away? You can't just give that away. You got to utilize that. That's life's gift to you, royalty. Just walk right in. Oh, yeah, my first name is Prince. My second name is whatever you want to call me, but make sure you call me Prince. That's great. But, no, he went about it the wrong way. 43-year-old guy in the clubs in New York City, where a lot of famous people go to the clubs. You got to separate yourself from the Leonardo DiCaprios of the world. DiCaprio's famous and has got an Oscar in his own island, but he's not a prince. He's not access to that oil money, and I'd ride with that for a while. Good for him.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing to me that you have that much money, and you look like a...
Look like a slut. Like I look like Chumley from Pawn Stars,
yeah.
I swear. You look, again, I know Chumley lost some weight and got in some trouble with some drugs or something, but, I mean, seriously, Chumley from Pawn Stars. All right, we'll take you around Major League Baseball when we return, including a streak that is finally over. We'll tell you who next. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.